The Brady Report, thanks to Torrey Butchers, Lake Street, Northbridge, serving the best quality meat since 1950.
It is a Wednesday morning, and a Brady, g'day.
Yeah, hump day. Morning, Millsy. Morning, Paz.
Now, the Prime Minister's had a discussion with Germany, but it hasn't gone well.
Yeah, and we know this because it came from Downing Street, basically. So Boris Johnson had a conversation by telephone today, about half an hour long, with Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, Prime Minister, leader, and basically it's all about Brexit. And today seems to have been a tipping point after years of discussion, negotiation, recrimination, fallouts, and a completely divided and broken Britain over this. Today, Downing Street has said that the German Chancellor has said that there is highly unlikely the possibility of a Brexit deal before October 31st. So it seems the UK is gearing up now to leave the European Union without a deal. The Germans, for their part, said that they would never comment on the private conversation. So all of this has been leaked from London. That's the insinuation from the Germans' perspective. And of course, that legislation was passed a month ago, basically making sure that Boris Johnson will have to ask for an extension if there's no deal. So he's already said that he's not going to ask for an extension. Is he going to break the law? But by all accounts, today was really a tipping point in Brexit.
Let's talk about the football team that are going to combat racism.
So this is England. England have two qualifiers coming up for Euro 2020 against the Czech Republic and against Bulgaria. So the main focus really is on the Bulgaria match here away. England and their black players in particular in the last few years have had a fair amount of really vile racist abuse playing in Eastern Europe. The players have had a meeting with the manager Gareth Southgate, and they've come to the view that if any player gets racially abused in these matches, they will walk off the pitch. And they will, first of all, the player will flag it up to the England captain. He will then flag it up to the referee. And this is the UEFA protocol. The referee will then ask for an announcement over the stadium tannoy. And if the abuse continues, at that point, England say they will be prepared to walk off the pitch. And in all honesty, I think given some of the incidents we've seen in the last few years at soccer matches, this needs to happen because there's no place for this in the world game. No way.
Mate, you have a wonderful day, and we'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
We will. Have a great day, boys.